Do you ever wonder how to live the Christian life effectively? Well, the secret lies within. The Holy Spirit dwells in every believer. But do you know how to live a life that's led by Him? In Romans 8, Paul teaches that the Spirit empowers you to live righteously and guides you as you study God's Word. And that's not all. The Spirit transforms your relationship with God, giving you the privilege to address Him as Father. Here's Stephen.
Where I live in North Carolina, there are just a few weeks in the winter when it gets cold enough for me to pull out a pair of gloves. Now, my gloves can do some wonderful things. They can wave at people. They can steer my pickup truck. They can shake hands. They can even pat somebody on the back. My gloves are pretty amazing, aren't they? Well, not really. Truth is, my gloves can't do anything at all without my hands on the inside. I could say it this way to my gloves: without me, you, my gloves, can do nothing. That's what Jesus meant back in John 15 and verse 5. He didn't say, apart from me, you can do something. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, as we sail back today into Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul informs us that the believer is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We're operated by, we're inhabited by, we're set in motion by the indwelling Holy Spirit. You see, Christianity is a hand-in-glove lifestyle. In fact, without the Holy Spirit within us, we're like a pair of lifeless gloves sitting over there on the shelf. So knowing that, as believers, we are now occupied by the hands of God through His Spirit, Paul is going to reveal several new things that are going to take place in our lives. Well, first of all, we are now able to follow someone new. Paul writes here in verse 12, "So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." Now, you might remember that Paul earlier warned unbelievers that living for the flesh, living only for what they could experience on this earth, that's going to lead to everlasting judgment. It's actually going to lead to a death-like existence even now, unfulfilled, without peace. But believers, Paul now writes here, are being led by the Spirit. And just like a glove submits, so to speak, to the hand, so we are led as we submit to the work of the Holy Spirit within us. And you can be confident the Spirit is going to lead us according to the Word of God. In fact, one of the key roles of the Holy Spirit is to illumine the Bible to the mind and heart of the believer. That's over in John chapter 14 and verse 26. To be led by the Spirit, then, is to be led into the study of and obedience to the Word of God. There are a lot of opinions out there on what it means to be led by the Spirit. But let me tell you, so much of it has nothing to do with the Word of God. Some believe that Spirit leadership comes through a mystical experience or some unusual feeling or even some new revelation. I hear more and more about people depending on their dreams to direct their lives. Christians are being told that they need to learn how to interpret their dreams, maybe buy somebody's book that tells them how, as if their dreams are just as important as studying, getting into the Word of God. You can go all the way back to the days of Jeremiah, the prophet, when false teachers were telling everybody about their dreams from God. And God didn't hold back His words of judgment in Jeremiah 23. He said this to them, "I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, 'I have dreamed, I have dreamed.' How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully." Beloved, let me tell you, Satan knows that if he can get you to believe that the scriptures are not sufficient to guide your life and the Spirit's work through the scriptures, applying it to your life, well, the devil's going to win some major victories in your life. He has you right where he had Eve 6,000 years ago in the Garden of Eden when he said, "Did God really say that?" You know, to be led by the Holy Spirit means we're following someone new. Well, Paul adds to that, it also means we belong to someone new. Verse 14 says that those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. Then verse 15 adds, "You've received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Now, let me make this point here today. When we think of adoption, we think in terms of transferring a child from one family into another. But in Paul's day, in the Roman culture, it also referred to a special ceremony where the father adopted his own son, inducting him into manhood or adulthood. The ceremony of adoption bestowed on him the full rights of his Roman citizenship. So, when Paul speaks here about adoption, it doesn't just mean we've left the family of Adam and we now belong to the family of God, and that's true, but it also means that we've been granted the full rights as citizens of heaven. And let me tell you, that means you've been given the right to inherit your father's fortune. This is what Paul refers to here in verse 17 when he calls us fellow heirs with Christ. Imagine just some of what that means. You're going to move into the Father's house one day. That city of gold and glory, well, you're going to inherit it. You're going to inherit a throne and a coming kingdom where you're going to co-reign with Jesus Christ. We can't even begin to comprehend what's in store for us one day. Let me add this, that when a child was adopted in the Roman world, his old life was considered gone forever. Even his debts were canceled. He was also given the privilege of carrying on the family name, conducting family business. Likewise, beloved, when you came to faith in Christ, you were adopted by God the Father into his forever family. He canceled all your debt of sin, and he's given you the privilege of carrying on the family name, Christian, conducting business for the family as you serve him. Well, now his Spirit lives within you. He's guiding you. He's guarding you. He's teaching you how to walk and how to talk like your Father in heaven. So Paul is telling us that we're following someone new. We belong to someone new. And now Paul goes on here to tell us that we get to speak to someone new. And this is true worship. Paul writes here in verse 15 that we have received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Well, let me tell you, beloved, no Jewish person reading Paul's letter right here would ever think of addressing God as Father. And no Roman pantheist would ever consider one of his gods a personal father either. See, to the Jewish world, God was too holy. He was too distant to ever be brought close to anybody. In fact, when writing the name of God, a scribe would set his quill down. He'd go wash his hands, and then he'd pick up a special quill, and he'd write the name of God, and then he'd set that quill aside, pick up the old one, and continue on with writing. Now, this definitely showed reverence for God, and frankly, we need more of that today. But the sad part about it was the idea that God was distant. Well, the Holy Spirit changes all of that. Because of Christ's atoning death for us and the Spirit's indwelling of us, we can now directly, personally, heart to heart, worship God. We can call him our Abba, Father. Abba is the Aramaic term for father, and Abba was typically used by small children for their fathers. It's a more intimate term. Today, it might be like saying daddy. To put it in contemporary language, you might say something like, "My dear heavenly Father." And you can address him this way, by the way, because of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Well, the next time you put on a pair of gloves, I hope you'll be reminded that God's Spirit is indwelling you, activating you, operating within you. And when you submit to His hand, you are effectively led by the Spirit. So let's submit to Him today. Let's allow our walk with Christ today to be nothing less than a hand-in-glove experience. Well, until we meet again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today on the Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. Today's lesson was called Led by the Spirit. Stephen is the president of Wisdom International. He also serves as the president of Shepherd's Theological Seminary, located in Cary, North Carolina. One of Stephen's passions is training and equipping men and women for service to God. That's why he founded and serves as the president of that school. He was recently recognized as one of the top 5 fastest-growing seminaries in the United States. We believe there's a reason for that. We believe that God is blessing the faithful proclamation of His Word. Graduates of Shepherd Seminary are serving God in their churches and communities all over the world. Many men have earned their degrees from the school and have gone out to plant churches. If you or someone you know is interested in graduate-level theological training, I encourage you to consider STS. We have many people who just take a class or two. They want to have a better understanding of the Bible and theology. So, even if God has not called you to serve Him full-time in Christian ministry, the classes STS offers you will help. You don't have to leave your current job or relocate. All of the courses that are offered have an online option as well. So you can join with the class of students from wherever you are. If you want to study in person, there are classes here in Cary, North Carolina, in Laramie, Wyoming, and in Bryan, Texas. There are also clusters of students who gather together at local churches to take classes together. There are clusters in Birmingham, Alabama, Lincoln, Nebraska, and more. Our nation and the world need people who are equipped to interpret and teach God's Word faithfully. Stephen and the faculty of STS want to invest in you. Go to wisdomonline.org/STS for information. Join us next time to continue the Wisdom Line.